The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It's News Talk, it's the Anton Savage Show. We are here live from Carton House with our thanks to KPMG and, of course, the people here in Carton House because it is the KPMG Women's Irish Open. And normally at the Women's Irish Open, one of the things you'd be looking at is to see, will the defending champion do the back-to-back and defend their title? In this instance, Annabel Dimmock isn't even on the course, but she has a very good excuse. What's your excuse, Annabel?
I'm nearly 6 months pregnant.
Well, congratulations.
I was about to say, it'd be worrying if you did think I was defending. I'm sitting here talking to you.
Is it frustrating to be here when everybody else is out there?
I don't know. It's a really weird feeling. Like when, so I got here yesterday morning and it's a nice feeling, you know, I haven't turned up with as much luggage, the pressure, I can go in the players' lounge, enjoy the food. But it's kind of, it feels a bit sad, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. So sitting on the sidelines is not what I'm used to be doing. It's strange. It's very strange. I don't know, because I'm pregnant and there's, you know, there's a really good reason why I'm not playing. You know, instead of like, I've taken time out and had to sit and watch on the sidelines being injured, but being pregnant is a lot nicer. You know, it's a lot of a nicer reason.
What does it mean for things like ranking and for practice and staying sharp? How do you, because that's a tricky balance.
Yeah, it is really tricky. And, you know, it can play with your mind a bit if you get stressed about it. But I'm lucky enough that the LET, the Ladies European Tour, the tour that I'm on, do offer a very good maternity policy. I don't get paid, obviously, but I get to keep my ranking basically for 2 years, which is amazing. I'm winner's category because courtesy of the Irish Open last year. So that's all taken care of and that's fine. But it just means that I will not be earning any money for 2 years, which is a little bit stressful, but that's okay.
And what then about your capacity? Can you still go to the range? Is there a point where you say, okay, now I need to stop all activity? Because several months with no practice is hard for an elite pro.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's quite boring, you know. I have found I'm still in the gym 3 times a week training with my trainer. That is something that is more important to keep up with than the actual golfing, just my actual physical strength and things like that. I know that I can have time away from golf and I can come back and I can get myself sharp just because I've done it before. It's a tricky one because you speak to your midwives, they don't really know, they haven't really dealt with, you know, professional athletes. The best thing for me to do is speak to, you know, people that have had babies. But the thing is, everyone is so different. There's someone on tour, on the LPGA tour that actually won at 8 months pregnant, which right now I'm 6 months and I find very hard. Like, I can't, like,
that's remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely remarkable. Purely for like my baby girl, she's kicking so much at the minute. And I think, imagine if you're trying to hole a 3-footer and she lets like this massive kick on your backswing. It would be so off-putting, honestly.
Tell us about last year's win and what it was like and at what point you knew you had it in the bag.
Oh, gosh, I did not know it was in the bag until it was in the bag. But I think when I was in the playoff and Pauline pulled it a little bit left on the second hole of the playoff, you know, you're kind of a little bit of a sigh of relief. You're like, OK, just get it in the fairway, just get it in the fairway. And I did. I hit one of the best tee shots I'd hit all week down there. And I think once I did that, I was like, OK, I'm in control of my emotions, because that's the hardest thing. I know I can hit the shots, but if you can get your emotions under control in such a, you know, in that such a high pressure situation, you know, like you're in for a very good chance.
Do you change the way you play in those kind of pressure situations in playoffs? Do you become more conservative? Do you take a different tactic, or do you just keep playing as if it is round one?
I just thought to myself, me and my dad, we were just walking the fairways, just playing the hole again and again and again until we got the job done. And I was not leaving until I got the job done this time. It's the same, because you don't really want to buy into the situation so much. So all you're thinking is you're just literally taking each shot as it comes. You're just trying to play golf, really. You can't
See,
play her.
I'm always fascinated by that with professional golfers, because there's very few sports where you have, you know, 3 or 4 minute breaks between the activity as you walk along with nothing but your own brain talking to you.
Yeah, it's a wild, wild west it can be. Yeah, that's the thing. You have to be so in. And that is the amazing thing about golf. It's like the sport that I personally believe, obviously I'm going to be biased, but like it's, the most similar sport to life. Do you know what I mean? Whereas you have to control your self-talk is so important. And like, it is mostly in the mind, because like you say, you have so much time to think. You know, you play football, it's reactive. You've got to, you don't have time really to think before you, you just act on instincts and things like that. But golf, you're so in control of everything. So that's the thing, you've got to master your mind in that situation.
So everyone, do you have techniques? Is there an approach that you take to quiet down that inner voice?
Yeah, there is. There's a couple of things. You know, I've seen psychologists throughout my career and things like that, but I feel like it comes within, it's like a within strength of like, I'm doing this for me. This, I'm living on my terms. Do you know what I mean? I'd hate to walk away and feel like, you know, I didn't give it my all. And my all might just be, just go and play. Just let yourself play. Do you know what I mean? And that is the art of just letting yourself do that and quieting yourself down. And, you know, that's why it was so good for me to have my dad on the bag, because my dad comes to practice with me at home and we just walk the fairways of, you know, Wentworth, my home club.
And hey, see, it's for like, many people, they would say the one thing, much as you might love your parents or love your family or love your siblings, the last thing I want under pressure of vital performance is one of them walking beside you.
Yeah, I know that is true. But my dad is generally like my best friend, and he sees how much work I put in. So like, he would never be mad at me if I wasn't putting the work in and I didn't dedicate my whole life to it. I think, you know, I'm extremely lucky as well. I have a very good father. I've seen some parents out here and they can be pushy, and it can be the negative effect, you know. And I worry when I go to, you know, I say I'm hosting like a young kids clinic, and you know, you get that one pushy parent that will not stop asking you questions, and their kid is so disengaged. And but I was so lucky that my dad was unbelievable.
When you see the pushy parents, is it that they see dollar signs in the kid's success, or do they want the kid to be what they wanted to be? Is it expressing their own aims through their child?
I think it's different. They like to live through their child. I think, don't get me wrong, I think every parent is so, wants to be so proud and wants the best for their kids so badly. I really don't know. It's, you know, you get different types, don't you? But I think sometimes they like to live the dream through their kid, and that's not right. Their kid might have their own dream, you know?
Well, it's funny. I was talking to Simon Tierney during the week from News Talk, and he was telling the story of Andre Agassi's dad sellotaping a table tennis bat to his hand when he was a baby and hanging a ball above him his crib. I think that's quite something.
I mean, surely you want your kid to love their job. Yes, you want your kid to be successful, but you want your kid to enjoy their life, right?
Yeah, it does help.
Surely. Yeah, does. But yeah, everyone, each to their own. I'm not going to judge parenting skills, because I'm going to be there soon. There's going to be judgy eyes on me potentially, but I definitely won't be a pushy parent, that's for sure.
What are you looking forward to most about parenthood?
Oh gosh, I can't wait to get her dressed in the morning in her Adidas matching outfits with me. Honestly, do you know what? I don't really know yet, because I don't know what I'm expecting. You know, I try to speak to people and they're like, you don't know the challenge you've got coming. But I think the thing that I'm most looking forward to is I want to get back on tour as soon as possible, you know, and I want her to live. It's an amazing life. You know, I have met so many amazing people from different countries. You know, there's not many countries that I would go to that I wouldn't find someone that I knew or whatever. But I don't know, I want her to have life skills, and I can't wait to teach her that stuff instead of, you know, I can't wait to go to Dubai with her. You know, it's like, I would love for her to get into golf. But like I say, I know if I push it too much that she might not want to do it, you know, so I have to be chilled about it.
You say she, you know she's a she, do you?
Oh God, yeah, spoiler alert, it's a girl. Yeah.
You talked about hoping that if she might get into golf and without pushing her into it. What got you into the sport originally?
My dad, yeah, which is quite common. My dad, he played a bit, and he got me and my older sister into it. And I was very lucky, because at a time maybe when I got into it, there wasn't so many young girls to play with. And at that age, obviously you're impressionable. All you want to be like is your older sister, you know? So my sister was playing golf. So I kind of joined her playing golf. And then I think I got to about 11 and I probably started to beat her. And that's when she started to get put off by the game, you know. She went off and did her own thing. But my sister's extremely academic, so she was always fine, whereas I was not. I struggled at school a lot. But yeah, it was my dad that got me and my sister into it. And we all used to go to golf together, sort of to the range once a fortnight, maybe.
And at what point did you start to be able to beat your dad?
Well, he gave up pretty sharpish as well, so I don't know. I think
he could see you coming, was that what it was?
Well, I think also it probably got a little bit much, two young girls with golf clubs flying everywhere, golf balls flying everywhere. And I think he saw that, you know, my sister was also a good player, and she got onto sort of regional England squads and things like that, so she was still a pretty tidy player. And I think he couldn't put everything into me and my sister, you know, going to golf. He said he couldn't concentrate on his golf, my golf, Ellie's golf. You know, golf's hard enough as it is if anyone plays the game. But bless him. My dad does sort of live his golf through me now, but not in the pushy parent way. But I keep saying to him, you know, Dad, you need to go back to the range yourself. You need to go back to the range yourself, because he's obviously got a lot more free time now. I'm not doing as much golf.
Is he any good as a caddy?
He's pretty much blind.
Good.
So it's not a great start. He definitely can't read a green.
Good. Right. That's number two.
Yeah,
right.
But he's
is he punctual?
Yeah, he's always on time. He's always on time, and he brings snacks, which is really key. Oh, yeah, always snacks and waters, which is, no, honestly, he, as a caddy, he's not maybe for someone else the best caddy, but for me, he's the best caddy. So yeah.
You've obviously had a chance to have a look at the course here. You've had a chance to look at the competitors here. What's your take on which are likely to play as the trickiest holes? Who do you think are the people to particularly watch?
I think, where are we at here? Depends. This is 18 here. 18 isn't an easy hole. I mean, the pin position's in a slightly easier position here, but it's off the left on 18. You know, that's a hard tee shot to get down the fairway. It's very easy to pull. And you also are very aware that out of bounds is all down the right. So coming down the stretch in the next 2 days, this is going to be a key hole. You've got 17 the hole before, though, which is a birdie chance. If you can, whoever wins will probably pick up a birdie on 17. 16, great par 3, not long, but that green is extremely spinny. If they put the pin at the back there, it's very hard to keep it on the back section. It will spin all the way back, and then you're looking at 3-putt territory. And then we go to 15. How do you want me to go through the whole round? 15 is,
like,
to be honest, 15 is an I could go through every hole here, unbelievable, but 15 is an unbelievable hole. It's another gettable par 5 where you could very easily get an eagle, but you could very easily really mess it up and walk off with a double. You know, it's one of them. It's some great, the whole course is unbelievable, but the last five or six holes are mega.
And I know it's a really unfair thing to ask, so I'll understand if you dodge the question. Among the competitors, if you were playing here, who would you be keeping your eye on this year?
Ooh, I mean, obviously Lottie is going unbelievable at the minute. But I'm going to say Charlie is, you know, she's lurking. I would be worried for sure.
Mira, final thing then. We talked an awful lot about your dad. I believe your mother is local.
Yes.
Where?
Yes, my mum is actually here, but she is from Cork originally. Yes, so.
And she was willing to export herself. Was it love of your caddy that caused this to happen?
No, she was. She's a glory hunter, evidently. She's come out after the tournament's won. No, she's always been on holiday, you know, when we played the Irish Open. My mum works in a school, and it's always. It's always the kids' holidays, you know, so she'd always be getting messages from everyone. Because I seem to play well in the Irish Open, so she'd be getting messages from everyone. But she has come out to soak up the experience with me this year.
Well, in a weird way to put it, hopefully next year you'll be too busy to join us.
Well, hopefully. Or there'll be two of me out here.
This is exactly it. Annabelle, thanks again. That is Annabelle Dimmock.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.